Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. Today, Jane, we have some absolutely wild stories, starting with a big one from the U.S. government.
You're not kidding, Paul. The directive for Anthropic to suspend Fable 5 and Mythos 5 globally is huge. It really highlights the growing regulatory oversight on these powerful models.
Exactly. And it was apparently triggered by a successful jailbreak by Amazon. That's a fascinating detail, isn't it, Jane? Showing how quickly vulnerabilities can emerge?
It truly is, Paul. It demonstrates the serious implications of even a single security breach, especially when it comes to export controls and national interests.
Moving on, we've got a really interesting study from Nature Medicine. It found that general-purpose large language models are actually outperforming specialized clinical AI on medical benchmarks.
That's quite a finding, Paul. Gemini 3.1 Pro leading the pack with 97.4% accuracy really challenges the idea that specialized models are always superior in niche fields.
Right? It makes you wonder about the future of highly specialized AI. And speaking of competition, Elon Musk's xAI is looking to expand its partnership with NVIDIA, aiming to outperform OpenAI and Anthropic.
Well, Paul, Musk is definitely not shy about his ambitions. Leveraging NVIDIA's hardware prowess could certainly give xAI a significant boost in the race for AI dominance, you know?
Absolutely. Now, let's shift gears a bit. Researchers, including Shane Legg, are outlining pathways from AGI to superintelligence. It's a look at the theoretical future of AI.
It's a critical discussion, Paul, exploring how we might transition from general intelligence to something far beyond. The mention of recursive improvement and multi-agent collectives really gives you a lot to think about.
It certainly does. And on a slightly different note, Meta is reportedly restricting employee AI tool usage to manage internal costs. Billions in projected token costs, Jane.
That's a massive number, Paul. It shows the sheer scale of compute and token usage even internally at a company like Meta. It's a reality check on the operational expenses of AI.
It really is. And actually, there's even talk of internal friction at Meta over this rapid AI pivot, with their chief product officer calling the work environment brutal.
That's a tough situation, Paul. It highlights the human element in these large-scale AI transformations. It's not just about the tech, but about how it impacts the people building and using it.
Indeed. Before we wrap up, a quick mention of a couple more interesting stories. TensorZero launched an open-source LLM ops platform with $7.3 million in seed funding, and Paka also launched an open-source AI-native project management platform.
It's great to see continued innovation in the open-source space, Paul. These platforms provide crucial infrastructure and alternatives, which is vital for the broader AI ecosystem.
Couldn't agree more, Jane. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us, Jane, and thank you all for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more AI news on the Merge Sort AI Digest. Until then, have a great day.